great, great. As long as you keep me on the straight and narrow at the same time,
I'll
David.
Tell you when you should take
yeah.
it and when you should.
Thank you. Why do you actually need the white sticks to mark up?
Well, when you take a free shot of this, you take it out so you always know how many loops you've got left.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes. Intriguing.
Yeah, I'm a nine. The problem really is it doesn't matter how many discs I were to give you, I don't think you would probably win anyway.
Right.
It's not disrespectful, but
no.
You're going to break down so many times.
Yes. Yes.
But I'll
yes.
get them.
Okay, smashing, yes, I get the message. Yes, right. Sorry. More paint chipped off. That's the sort of problem I'm in for, isn't it? Yes.
You've really got to walk up to that ball. Just line the shot. Settle down. Concentrate.
Really? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And I probably make it look easy, but it's not easy. I mean, if you watch those people over there struggling, some of them, I mean, aren't even sitting down there. Some of them been playing for, I don't know, you've played golf for a good time.
Really? Well, what do you call this group? And they've got two matches going on together, have they? With the different colour balls. Oh, I see.
She can't even get the hang of ropey, croaky continuation.
Ah.
Hey, well, let's have a game. Let's
yes.
How we get
yes,
on.
Please.
A lot of people don't think playing a game is very good, but I think it is because you've got to keep people's interest.
Yes, indeed.
You let your practice a lot, you're not going to get very interested.
Sure. Yes.
It's traditional for the lower fiscal.
Right. Secreted.
Well, you can see what it is now.
Yes, sorry. I was miles away. I lost anyway, mentally. I lost.
Did you?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I had the choice
right.
of going first or cups.
I
so
see.
If I choose to go first, then you can choose cups.
Right.
A lot of people seem to get psychologically particularly red and yellow. I never let it bother me, so no. I think if you start doing that...
Occasionally you're forced into the other,
well, of course
and then
you are.
Mentally
then
you're down, aren't you? Yes.
As I've won the toss, I think I'll go in first.
Good.
The person who goes first. But there are different openings. It does depend on the level of pay you'll get. But I'm just standing there. I would just hit off over there. So. Now, during this first hit, it's important to get the speed of the lawn and try and judge
right.
where you want the ball to end up, etc.
Right, yes.
Because you're not... this lawn is fairly fast at the moment, it's been cut and it's fairly dry. So, you see that's not bad for getting it on the line, is it? This is what I was trying to do. I don't
right.
mind if it goes off.
Right.
So
yes.
it just goes off.
Right. Right, that was your object, to get it as far away from the competition as possible, really.
Yeah, and trying to get it to go off.
Yes.
To try and get it to stop near the line, so I don't
yes. I see what you mean. Yes. Yep, got you.
Now, if you can start going anywhere on this book line, which is called the A book line, that's from that corner, well, it's from a yard in.
Yes.
To the centre line.
Yes.
Or the B book, which is the equivalent one up there.
Right.
You would normally start here.
Yes.
Me to go for it.
Yes. Right. Yep. Okay. Rather over muscled. Control it better, yes.
I've got a choice of either going for your ball or joining up with my partner.
Right.
I take this. It doesn't really benefit me at all. The best probably for me to go for my partner ball, which is quite some distance from the hoop.
Quite.
Even though I was to roke it, I'd be very lucky to make the hoop from
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yes.
Especially in the beginning of the game.
Yep. Yes. Right.
I'm not gaining any advantage in this because I can't remember what balls are behind me or what the way they
yes,
are.
Yes, fine.
So. Side of the line. So. Oh, it's about there, the centre. Yeah.
Yes.
So there again. Yes. There's usually a peg which would denote because
they're all there, aren't they?
Yeah, because you can see when a ball goes off, then whether it's.
Right.
So what you need to do is to shoot fairly hard at that yellow.
Yes.
So that if you miss it, you end up in the far corner.
Right.
Oh, hold on, you've got another alternative. could have a shot at those, and if you miss, take a bisque, of course. But I think at this stage in the game, it would be better if you just have a shot at yellow.
Right.
And see.
Which will give me some progression then, will it?
If you hit it, yes.
Yes, a very good point.
You need to watch where that goes off. It's almost certainly a corner ball.
Yes, it is.
So it comes up a yard from each line.
Right. Going to go through, or the one we've been through? Okay.
Pinched in a bit because the grass is still growing through there.
Oh, I see. Yes. Right.
Probably better view anywhere else, but...
Yes. I see, right.
I'll choose to play with black. Now, I've got to. The best way, I think, when you start, to do a thin takeoff is to put that mallet down like that in the line of the that you need to go in.
I
and
see.
Then you want to go slightly to the right of that yellow ball.
Yes.
And put the other ball in contact. It must be in contact with that.
Yes.
And just about half an inch from there, from the mallet, see there's a gap. Now, right. That yellow, that blue ball must move.
Right.
Otherwise it's a fault. Now, where that centre of that V is pointing is where the black ball will go.
Right.
So they rush it.
Yes.
I don't tend to do it like that at all, I do it. It's pretty near the yellow, isn't it? It's just on the wrong side, unfortunately. But it's soon enough to hit.
Yes, it did curl with the grass, didn't
yeah.
it?
Well, yes, I mean, I could have hit it before fairly hard, but it probably didn't hit it before.
Right. Which you didn't want to do in that case.
No. I'd have been there.
Yes, indeed.
And that's the only occasion when the ball doesn't go back up on the yard line, it's a striker's ball.
Right.
Because you need that area to play in anyway.
Yes, I see.
But it doesn't matter if this ball goes off.
Hit
it,
just
the wrong way.
Yes.
Further,
so you're good to
rope in there. I can either do a takeoff, in which case I think no ball, waiting for the other side. The roll is probably better because I've got a ball down near the where you want the ball to come back.
I understand, yes, yes.
So I want to come back.
Right. And there's no benefit of having a roquet ball as you had before.
No,
right.
I'd bother to look, I would have gone on that side of the blue, because the blue's not actually on there. The black would have come up about there.
Yes.
Which would have enabled me to rush blue up there, but I didn't,
right.
didn't look.
Right. Okay.
Right, now you can either have a go at those two, or go up to red. I think I would just go up to red.
Yes.
Until you've got the feel of it, I wouldn't start taking it.
Right, fine. And the object is to hit red. Yes, quite. It's intriguing because it's so so different from what I had in mind. Hey, that's strange stuff. Would it have been better if it had not been a corner ball?
Yeah.
The other side? Uh-huh. Hello.
If I could get up near hoop three, it'd be very nice.
Fine.
So I've got to do what we call a cut brush. I've got to hit it slightly on this side.
Yes.
Or cut it.
Yep.
The great danger when you do a cut brush is you miss the other ball altogether. You're not aiming at the full ball.
Yes.
That's quite nice, isn't it? Just the other trim.
Yep. Yes. Yes, you have.
Too far away from that hoop.
Oh, I see. You could start in that hoop as well, can you?
No, I want to get down there.
No, you still want to get back down there. Even though you can start from that corner, you can't go through that hoop.
You've got to go through the hoop from the right.
Through the hoop on the opposite side first time. Right, I see.
Just a gentle shot to take me across there. Try and split them up a little bit because they're too close together for me to do very much.
Right.
I'll hit the red first. There again, it's important to remember where it went off.
Yes. Blue at this stage, it's yellow.
Even if yellow goes off, it doesn't.
Right.
The slight danger is I'm going to push your red over towards the black. Mm-hmm. If I don't make a hoop, then you're already
back. Okay.
I think we'll try and make the hoop.
Smashing.
Well, the direction would have been a bit better if you'd gone to the right. The length was alright, but the direction was.
No. The red's not terribly helpful to you at that point.
No, it
then.
It would be if I ran the hoop, because I could pick it up.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that was.
You've got to move this ball.
Okay.
Because if you don't, I should just rokey black. Do a takeoff.
Yes.
But I've got a ball near my hoop. So
right.
That's the ball you've got to move.
Yes, fine.
You could have a shot at red. If mm-hmm. you do that, then I should do exactly what I did just now.
Yes.
Try and... but I should probably get it even better. Most people would have a shot at those two, I think.
Yes, okay.
Because you're not giving very much away.
Right.
The other alternative is just to go off in that corner over there. But well, that's very negative.
Yeah, right? Yes, yes. That doesn't appear to me at all. Yes. Yes. Move the peg itself, the hoop itself, right. Right, I shall go for the blue. No, the blue actually went twitchy. Black is better because the blue went squiffy.
Well, and also you've got a bit clearer shot.
Yes, that's true.
What we'd do is try and back off somewhere near red.
Right.
Where they finish up.
Right.
So the red is obviously a corner, and the black comes back a yard up. You can see where the peg was there, so.
Yep, fine.
Probably somewhere around. Yeah, must be.
Other side, right?
Yeah.
Wherever
it's
I need.
It's got to be this side, I think.
Right. Yeah. Fine.
Never very active, this, but
no.
I think it's acceptable providing there in my nose. I've got a problem, I really want to get there with this ball.
Yes.
And if I do a takeoff from blue, black, that's going to. So I need to really push it out of the way a little bit.
Yep. Yes.
Already wrote it at red, so I've had it.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've got to. Well, what I can do is just put that down there. Unfortunately, the back's right in the way. And I've got a continuation shot in. So what I should do is just try and line them up for a rush down to hoop one.
Fine. Okay.
Again, I think
yes. Back down here again? Yes, I have. Yes.
If you take a shot at me, because I've got such a good rush onto my hoop, I'm going to ignore you anyway.
Right. Right. But it's still best to remove the temptation here.
Line it up and be comfortable with it, and then just swing the mallet through.
Right.
So what most people do wrong is when they bring the mallet back, they tend to twist it.
Aha,
it's
yes.
Easy when you're pushing it forward to keep it straight, it's when you bring it back it tends to twist. So
surely.
Try and concentrate on bringing it back and then, bring. I mean, you can bring it back fairly slowly if you want.
Fine,
yeah.
Fine, yes. Yes, it felt good too.
Yeah.
You could actually feel that it was
yeah,
working well.
Manage back nice and slowly.
Mm. And I was aiming between them, to be
yeah,
honest.
So you obviously should have got the thing that went off.
Yes, I should.
There.
Yes.
You can always stop and ask, you know.
Yes.
The trouble is, if you make. It's a lot of people. It's very easy when you're concentrating on what you're going to do next to forget which colour you're playing with.
Yes.
Especially when you're in the making a break. So having made the first hoop, you normally put the clip on your pocket.
Right.
So you know you're playing with the red.
I see. Yes.
Because don't forget you're playing with two balls.
Quite.
Yes. You've got to split me up a little bit.
Right. Yes.
Because the danger is if you don't, then if you break down, if you leave my blue near the black and break down, then I'm just going to get back in.
Yes. Yes.
So, well, it's a very difficult shot, but what I would do is it's just. Let's just do a take off to the back.
Not necessarily to hit the black, but
no,
to.
No, you don't want to hit it.
Right. Okay, once again. Does have to be touching before you start,
yes,
does it?
It does.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So rather.
Too much of a.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you need to have to. Just a little tap. That's all you
yes,
need.
Yes. Fine. Okay.
It's nice if you can get in that sort of line, but more important to be able to hit it when you. That's lovely. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Now, what you can do is try and cut it towards the middle so your line of aim will be there somewhere. So you
yes.
On that side.
Fine. Well, I was too close to the centre line, wasn't I? Good afternoon.
Hello. I can't remember where it was. It's like the opposite. Danger that ball can jump, and if you hit over the top like that, it'll jump.
Yes.
You take up your normal stance, and I don't tend to lose, but this is really the best way for you to strike.
Yes.
You take up your normal stance, and then just step back a little bit, because you're hitting that ball on the upward swing, then, and there's no danger that it's going to jump over. You see, if you. I'll try and get it to jump. If you. Well, it
yes.
Does jump.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Fine.
A bumpy lawn to jump that other ball.
Right. So step back, hit it on the upstroke.
Yeah. And try and ground the manager a little bit, because then that black ball will go quite nicely down there.
Oh, right. Fine. Concentrating on grounding the mallet, I should
say.
Yes.
It really does
yes.
Take a lot of practice.
Yes.
Too straight. It wasn't quite that straight.
It wasn't that straight, no. Yeah, that's right. Oh,